crossings. The night he left, she crossed the field, sat with me till morning, drinking hot tea laced with Seagram's, dissecting my marriage piece by piece. Where had I gone wrong? No, damn it, where had he? Her mother's death, my turn to cross. Will you sing, she asked. I stood in the loft of a simple country church, rugged cross forced out around the sorrow in my throat. Better times, our husbands roasted corn on a homemade half-drugged grill, swapping stories, drinking beer. We crossed the path with our offerings, potato salad in cloudy Tupperware, blankets and lawn chairs, berries for dessert. Our children chased fireflies in the field after dark. We'd swat mosquitoes, count the stars, mix a second batch of margaritas. They sold their house, bought an RV, headed west, like gypsies, she said. I mark her way by the postcard she sends, the last one from Arizona. The field is still there, open and flat. Rabbits camouflage their young. Birds peck for insects in the Queen Anne's lace. The swamp where our children hunted snakes and tadpoles is still surrounded by cattails and thistles. The last time I looked, the path was still visible.